are the children. Here are their words and their voices. Here is how they feel about the world as they see it. They still play and laugh and misbehave, but they've begun to think of something that maybe children never thought about before, a peaceful world. They've heard of everything else, every frightening, monstrous thing, but peace. So here they are to sing, to speak of peace in their own puzzled, angry, innocent voices. Begging for, praying for, asking us, you and me, with solemn, loving voices for peace.
Stupid!
Joanne Leyland, 11 years old, had this to say. Peace is when it is quiet and no war. If there were no war, it would be nice. I wish I could stop the war. I would drive an airplane and get all the men and boys and bring them back home. If we could take a lot of food and bring it over, that would be nice. If we made a shelter for you, you would not be hurt or killed. If we had peace, what would you do? Peace is very, very nice for the world. Don't you think that? Well, I do, and I hope you do too.
It would be wonderful to live without the fear you're going to be bombed.
But if we write a little letter that says, "There shall be peace," that little letter may come to bring us peace.
If we help them, they might help us.
These are the words of Julie Carpenter, 12 years old. Before you could get the meaning of peace to the world, you yourself have to have peace of mind, which means you have to search your own mind to find answers to things that concern you. In other words, you must find yourself. Then you must help other people find themselves. Once enough people have found themselves, they can start trying to find the country which we have.
Tomorrow there's peace with a bit of love. you have made up for what you have done.
We could have peace by being friends with the enemy.
What if there were no such thing as peace?
Men by the millions every day.
Their wives worry him to death.
If there were peace, there would be public quiet.
Surely, someone holds the answer.
Goodbye for now. So let's have peace and be happy for the rest of our lives.